Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. VSU track and field teams will head to Duluth this weekend for the North Country Invitational. Brian Lehnhart, a sophomore from Blaine, is a thrower for the track team and also a tight end for the BSU football team. We'll start there. How rough has the spring been juggling two different sports?
Well, it's definitely time-consuming, to say the least. I mean, it's especially with the snow that just came. I mean, it's been practicing the rec at 6 a.m., you know, and then it's 3 o'clock, it's off to track practice. You know, it gets to be a pretty long day.
I know in talking with Coach Hogan, there was some discussion as to whether or not you would redshirt and how he decides to redshirt or not redshirt football players that also run track. Can you just run through what that decision was like?
Well, I mean, I had redshirted outdoor season my freshman year, so I just did spring ball there. I didn't do any track outdoor freshman year. Then this year I had redshirted indoor, just, you know, so I had the balance of, you know, I redshirted for football, then I didn't redshirt my freshman year for indoor, then I redshirted outdoor. So, you know, I kind of wanted to have, you know, a full fifth year season, you know, so, you know, I could have football, indoor, and outdoor fifth season. So
realistically, how hard is it to juggle the two things and stay good technically and mechanically in both?
That's the hardest part about doing two sports, is being good at both of them. It's, you know, it's a lot of give and take. You know, the fall I'm just strictly football. I mean, I miss out, you know, a month, 2 months of track, which is very technical sport. You know, you need time to be good at track, you know, and that's by far the hardest part, is just missing, you know, 2 days of practice a week on both sides. I mean, I'm definitely giving up a lot, you know, trying to be good at both, you know.
It's very difficult to be too strong for football. Can you be too strong to throw?
No, you really can't be, and that's one of the things, you know, I wish I could be too strong. You know, I want to be too strong, but then, you know, having football at the same time and, you know, having track, you know, I can't get in my lifts in, you know, as much as I want to.
All right, you took second in the shot last week, just over 50 feet. How far can you go yet?
Well, I mean, I just switched to the spin, so I mean, I got a lot of technique, and, you know, I need to fix up. And if I get it fixed up, I mean, it should be hopefully a lot farther than what it's been.
For those that don't know track, what's a good throw in the shot?
Well, I would say to win conference, you got to be around 55. Nationals around 56, so that's what I consider good.
How hard is it then to go an extra 4 or 5 feet?
It is tough, but just switching to the spin, I mean, it's new technique and stuff. It shouldn't, realistically, it's in reach.
I've never quite understood how people can get good at throwing a bowling ball 50 feet. It's roughly the size. What made you want to try it at first, and what made you say, you know what, this is something I like, I'm going to keep doing it?
Well, what happened was my freshman year in high school, it was like a week into the track season, I was in lifting with the football team, and the football coach was like, hey, why don't you try out a track? And I'm like, just showed up and ended up turning out well. I don't know, just enjoy it.
BSU spring football game this week. How's the team been looking?
Good, actually. I mean, we've definitely filled in the gaps that we've missed, you know, losing a few, you know, of our star players. You know, the people have really stepped up, and it's looking like we're molding together really well, which I think is something we were missing last year. So,
you guys had a great fall. Does it make the winter before you get back on the field for spring practice that much longer?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's coming off the season we had last year. You know, it's definitely, we want to step it up in the winter. In the winter, you know, winter and summer is really where we, you know, get better than other teams, you know. So that's definitely a lot of emphasis on those times.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.